You know, it was a big surprise for me spending 25 plus years in the industry to realize and come to the conclusion that how little I knew about workman's comp and how I could be more involved. And CRNBC opened my eyes to that.
Welcome to the Self-Insurance Podcast brought to you by CRNBC. Every 2 weeks, we are interviewing restaurant owners, industry experts, and brokers to explore the world of self-insurance for the California restaurant industry. Hello, and welcome to the Self-Insured Podcast by the California Restaurant Mutual Benefit Corp. My name is K.S. Stanley, and I am the CEO and the board chair for CRNBC, which happens to be California's only restaurant workers' comp self-insured group for California. And I'm joined here today by Ray Villeman. Thank you for joining me today, Ray.
Absolutely.
And Ray is the owner of the Tahoe Restaurant Group. And if you've ever been fortunate enough to go to one of the resorts in Tahoe, you've probably eaten at one of his pizza restaurants or Azul Latin Kitchen.
Perfect. Hopefully, you know, we have a good reputation, and hopefully we please a lot of guests.
Yes, you do. And the purpose of this podcast is that we know that as restaurant owners, we pay the most attention to the things that move the needle for us. So usually that's food costs and menu and labor. We don't pay attention to work comp until it's a problem or there's an issue. And since CRNBC, that's all we do is work comp, and I'm an attorney, and for 22 years, that's all I do is work comp. So I happen to, in CRNBC, we happen to know all of the ways that work comp really can have a huge impact on your bottom line, both ways. It can either cost you a lot of money, or if you're doing it right, it can save you a lot of money. And the reason that we brought Ray in today to talk is because, one, Ray has forgotten more about running a restaurant than most restaurant owners will ever know. And yet, workers' comp self-insurance wasn't on your radar until this year.
You know, it was a big surprise for me spending 25 plus years in the industry to realize and come to the conclusion that how little I knew about workman's comp and how I could be more involved. And CRNBC opened my eyes to that.
And typically what happens in restaurant, because it's not a problem until it's a problem, is that restaurant owners will just use the workers' comp or sign up for the workers' comp that their broker tells them to. They don't question it until maybe the CFO says, hey, you know, you're losing a lot of money over here. And what people don't realize, and it's sort of like even if you don't understand self-insurance, there's a reason why the largest companies in the world self-insure. So United Airlines, Southwest, Disney, Costco, Walmart, all of these companies are self-insuring because it makes the most sense, because a traditional insurance company is like a casino. The casino always wins. And so either you're paying your money into the profits of a big insurance company, or you're keeping it from yourself. And what a self-insured group does, and that's what CRNBC does, and that's what you just joined, is that we pool the resources of mid-sized businesses so that we get all the benefits of self-insurance. And that was you've kind of been drinking out of a fire hose in your learning about the benefits of joining a self-insured group this year.
Well, the big realization for me was after learning more about CRNBC and how it functions, how it supports restaurants, what dawned on me was I, with the support of CRNBC, will now be proactive in our workman comp cases versus reactive. In the past, it's always been reactive. Somebody slips and falls. Now you got to address it. What happens for restaurateurs in the instances where did they really get hurt at work, mm-hmm, is in question versus a valid claim. That's always been a gray area for a lot of restaurateurs, including myself. And with CRNBC support, you drill down, you get into the nitty gritty, you uncover all possibilities. You're not just taking the blanket coverage in the past. Our workman's comp would be like, oh, we just need to pay it, never right, questioning a thing. And so that's been very exciting for me because it's something new that I'm learning.
Yeah, that's one of the things that if you are not familiar with a self-insured group is formed by the business owners in a specific industry. So CRNBC was formed by restaurant owners for restaurant owners, and only restaurant owners or people within the class code that fit within food and beverage are even permitted to be in the group. And one of the reasons why you joined was because of this control issue. So when we have a situation where we think things look a little bit fishy, we will immediately hire private investigators to go out and investigate. Our owners are able to go to the depositions. Our owners talk to the adjusters. Our owners talk to the attorneys. And in a traditional insurance company, it just doesn't happen.
I've never once been invited to a hearing. I've told the companies I'm available. We're willing to present ourselves. Never have we ever in 25, 30 years been involved with any one of these cases. So that was very, eye-opening for me that this is a new revelation. So,
which brings us to how you actually ended up looking for the solution, because you didn't find out until years later that you had an anomaly year with or one anomaly claim that no one told you about till there was nothing you could do about it. And then when you're in traditional insurance, there's something called an experience modification that years down the road, your rate is then goes up because of this anomaly. And you don't get to call the CEO of the traditional insurance company and say, hey, can you look at this? And yet with us, you got to talk to me, you got to talk to our underwriters, you talked to our administrator. And tell us about that.
You know, I've been fortunate. I've had a really good, solid broker. And I was actually comforted when I made the switch over to CRNBC that my broker could still be involved. He's been a good guy, great guy, well-known. And he fights for us, but he can't always get the carrier to do what he asks. And the stars kind of aligned when I started looking closely at this. There are largely three main reasons. Two of your board members are well-respected restaurant veterans that I've known for 20-plus years. And I admire them and consider them close colleagues and mentors. And so that immediately caught my eye. And so when I started chatting with them, it became clear that I should look into it further. And then, of course, our relationship, years past, I kind of introduced you into the industry. Your husband and was starting a restaurant. And so we had a very good relationship. What I didn't realize was that the negativity around self-insured had always influenced me. Mm-hmm. So I've only heard about self-insured groups that fell apart or didn't make it. And like any industry, there's valleys and peaks. And I was fortunate that coming on to CRNBC is currently experiencing that upward peak portion of their growth. And I was very comfortable making the switch because of those strong relationships. The group is actually strong enough to actually consider potential dividends to its members. I've never received money back from one of my workman comp carriers, ever.
Exactly. That's one of the things too. So you're right, because when you send, that's why I always use the analogy that the traditional insurance company is like a casino, because they, because you know how casinos are, they have mathematical calculations to make sure that even if you win once or twice, they're going to win over time. And traditional insurance is the same way. And when you pay your money in, the money is going toward their high-rise office building in the financial district, their Super Bowl halftime commercial with the lizard, you know, all of the marketing and overhead and all of this stuff. Their main goal is their shareholder. Yep. That's who they are. That's who they feed. Our whole goal and our whole board is all restaurant owners that are members of this group. And so our number one goal all the way around is the longevity, the success of our restaurant owners. And yes, we pay back dividends. When we have a surplus, we pay back dividends. And that's what, something that you would never see yep. in a traditional insurance company.
I think the third point that I wanted to emphasize for our group making this decision was this is a self-insured group that's focused on not ignoring the issues. My previous carriers, if I got three slips and falls in a year, they didn't care. They would just pay them out. Well, with CRNBC, now they're asking questions. They're monitoring. We can audit restaurant groups and say, how can we get better? How can we be preventive? And we're always excited to learn more. And what better group to be a part of that has this macro view of the restaurant world saying, hey, you know, cuts and burns are on the rise because of these three pieces of equipment or whatever the case may be. I value the data and the information that your group could bring to the table for our team members.
And that goes back to, we can't be an expert in every part of our business, and restaurant in particular. This is just not something that, you know, we think about, but we do pay attention. And also with the data that we get from WCIRB, in fact, that was our last podcast, and we can look at, okay, there's a rise, to your point, in this, and then we have loss prevention people that we will send out to a restaurant when they need a little bit of extra support. Nothing's punitive with us. It's, okay, your claims are going up in this area. What can we do to fix it? We're not just going to hit you with a, you know, with an increase, right, unless it's a member that just ignores us, then we will to get their yep. attention. But we are, that's not our first line of defense. Our first line of defense is, what's up? What's going on here? You know, is there a manager that is messing you up right now, and you yep. as an owner don't even know about it, but we right. help ferret all that out.
And for me, knowing that CRNBC is protecting the group, so from time to time, I would imagine you do have to get bad apples out of the barrel. Mm-hmm. Like, it's normal, natural course of business. I love the idea of CRNBC becoming stronger and stronger with some of the most respected, well-operated, top-performing, lowest workman comp claims in the industry. That's mm-hmm. the goal.
Yes.
That's why I'm here. That's why, you know, I'm competitive. I want to win. CRNBC wants to win, and it's feeling really good.
Yeah, it's also become a little bit of a club where we share best practices. So when we all get together, to your point, these are some of the best operators in the state, and there's this sharing of ideas and best practices, and it's become a really, really close-knit family.
Yep, absolutely. I love the board, the way you've organized it and who they represent. I mean, the average restaurateur is going to immediately recognize some of the top brands in California once they research this group.
Yeah, thank you. So before we sign off, if you had any other restaurants out there that friends of yours who were skeptical because they've heard about the assessment, or they're skeptical because they're just not sure about self-insurance, what would you say to them?
Well, first, it's going to start with their relationship with their broker. The broker is going to tell them, hey, what we have going is great. Just don't fix what's not broken. But the average restaurateur doesn't know that it really is broken if you're not involved and participating in improving, making these improvements in your organization and your ability to fight inappropriate workman comp claims. That's just two aspects. Mm-hmm. So I would say the first step is getting together with your broker and educating them with what this group is all about, giving Kay a call, like talking with your team, because that's going to be a barrier. They're going to be like, oh, wait on, what's going on? Hold on a minute. And no, let's just take one step further. Just do some due diligence, check this group out. And then on your, as a restaurant owner, I discussed it with my team. This is a new stage for us, a new way of operating. We have to be extremely, not that we weren't in the past, but I want even a heavier focus on how we're operating and how we handle our workman comp claims, and how do we reduce those claims, and what can we learn from other operators? Mm-hmm. And they were all on board. Obviously, the initial motivation was the quotes that I was receiving mm-hmm. from Workman's Comp went through the roof.
Right.
They're just out of nowhere. As you described, I had one bad case a year ago, and all they look at is that experience mod. And don't allow the insurance industry to dictate how you're going to operate
right.
your business. Find CRMBC, ask the questions, and control your own destiny with how you move forward.
And just to further explain that, the reason that we are able to look at that differently is in a self-insured group, we don't have X mods. So we had our underwriters and the principals of our administrator going into your operation, meeting with you, talking about, and they were looking into how you run your business. You know, is this a pattern? What happened around this one case that was an anomaly? And because of that close interaction, we were able to not give you an outrageous rate. We gave you a rate that made sense and held that anomaly to the side. That is one of the key things that just sets us apart, hands down.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Kaya, but each restaurant typically would receive some sort of grade, mm-hmm. you know, looking at their past experience that is going to predict future experience probably. And, you know, my hope is that we're very selective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a restaurant group out there that just is experiencing tons of Workman comp claims and things are kind of out of control, I would say don't come to CRMBC.
Absolutely.
But if you're a quality restaurant group that's concerned about your culture, focused on treating your people well, being proactive, this is the group for you.
Thank you so much, Ray, for coming today.
Absolutely.
And thank you for joining us on our self-insurance podcast. And we'll keep bringing more and more information to you. If there's something that you want to hear about, you can always drop us a line at info@crmbc.com. But we will see you next time. Thank you. Thanks, Ray.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on the self-insurance podcast brought to you by CRMBC. If there's a topic you'd like to learn more about, or if you have any questions, please email us at info@crmbc.com. Make sure to subscribe, comment, like, and share. And please join us again in 2 weeks for more self-insurance insights.